You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. And our next guests that are in the studio are Joe Porter and Elizabeth Walsh, who are part of the Regional Centre for Culture.
Now, hello and welcome. What the hell is it? You know, is it something new? Is it something that we've missed along the way?
It's new and it's been going a little while. I think there's been a couple of editions in South Australia a while ago, but it is the inaugural Victorian Regional Centre for Culture.
Okay, so explain exactly what it is.
It's a program of cultural activities which I'm Joe, this is Elizabeth.
Hello.
And we're thinking of culture with a small C, and so it's arts and culture with a small C across four municipalities in central Victoria. So it's the city of Greater Bendigo and the shires of Hepburn, Mount Alexander and Central Goldfields. It's a massive program of artist-led events, community-led events, performances, exhibitions, markets, all sorts of things that
over
really...
Over one year.
Wow. Thousands of them.
And so, Elizabeth, where does the money come from to put something like this on?
Well, the actual big... A lot of cash comes from Creative Victoria, so it's a state government initiative.
Excellent.
There's a grants program that Creative Victoria have managed, which included awarding two commissions of new theatre works of $260,000 a commission. So they were awarded last November to a group from Clunes, including Ken Evans and Rebecca Russell, who people might remember Ken from his work at Handspan a few years back,
yep.
And also the Nadimuck crew, ACT Nadimuck, who run the Natty Fringe and who are otherwise known as Y-Space, for those people who know their work. They do a lot of work on Silo. So they've got two commissions, which will be staged in Bendigo in October this
right.
year.
Joe, you know, you were saying that, you know, because there's so many of... so many things you're doing, events and whatever. How did you come up with the program? You know, like, it must have taken so much time and effort. Did actual air, you know, like, did you go to all the art groups and community groups and say, what would you like to do?
Yeah, we really took a sort of almost from a development perspective of doing quite a participatory consultation process. Elizabeth will hold fingers up, but I think we met about 40 different groups of people.
How many?
40 different groups of people.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, in meetings that we asked people to come along, and we asked some questions like, what's special about where you live? What do you think culture is? How do you express yourselves? Those kinds of things. And we're also working very closely with the Jajarung clans, Aboriginal Corporation. So and the CEO took the opportunity to do a presentation about the traditional owners in the land. So it was really a way of beginning a conversation, and then we sat for about 30 seconds and got flooded with ideas.
All right, so Elizabeth, tell us what, you know, like some of the main, you know, like stories, the main concepts that came out of that. Was there any one reoccurring?
Look, I think given the diversity of the region itself, there wasn't one specific thing.
Oh, okay.
It's actually about all of those very diverse communities from Daylesford where, you know, chill out happens and it's a very kind of active community, to communities that have, in a way, stepped up to the plate. So somewhere like Denali, which, you know, you
I
might...
I don't even know where that is.
And it's near Maryborough.
Go to Denali.
Denali has a place called the Ministry of Fun. And if you don't know where that is, you're missing out.
Okay.
The arts program should do a live cross from Denali.
You should. They'd love it. And Denali suddenly has got all of these incredible projects happening, including one where you can paint your pet. So it's about celebrating Red Dog, which is where Red Dog
was
born.
Not the actual pet.
Not the pet itself.
You could maybe paint the pet.
So the other thing that we're charged with is we were charged with delivering a couple of what they're calling we call major events. So the first one of those is, in fact, on Wednesday, Valentine's Day in Bendigo.
Right.
This is beautiful. I was reading the press release about this. It sounds incredible. So explain a little bit about that for us.
We were tasked with doing something to kick off the year early in the year. We decided January was the write-off because everyone would be on holiday. So we were like, February, and then what's special in February? And it's like, what it makes
my birthday.
other than your birthday, there's a particular day that that sucks for everybody, basically. Yeah. It makes people feel insecure and upset and lonely or under pressure. And we decided that if you invited everyone to have a picnic in Roslyn Park in beautiful downtown Bendigo, that would be a great way of celebrating Valentine's Day.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Well, we've invited people to write love letters. But not just any kind of love letter, a love letter to country. So where you live, what you love about the place you live, and what you love about the land. So we've been doing a whole lot of workshops in Bendigo, and they're flooding in. And there's beautiful ones from little kids, from older people, from people with dementia, from a whole range of different groups that we've contacted directly. And then those letters are going to be delivered on Wednesday night, and you'll be able to read about love all over the plaza area.
They'll be
physically on display. Okay, yeah. And we've erected and commissioned Felipe Reynolds, who's a local Melbourne sculptor who works in air. So he works with sculptural objects, created an enormous heart for us that features the wings of Bunjil from the design of one of the traditional owners, Raquel Kerr from Bendigo. So it's pretty specky. There's a whole...
It's 9 metres high.
It's big.
Oh, gosh.
You won't miss it.
Lucky Bendigo.
So the
way that we're going to use the letters is to lay them out so they represent the countryside around there. So there's three major rivers. There's lots of creeks, but there's three rivers running through Judgerong country. And so in a sort of forced perspective map laid out in front of the heart, we'll have a visual representation. And then... for those who have done that, they can then have a bit of a boogie in front of the stage to the Seducerphones.
Or you could do silent disco, or you could play bubble soccer, or you can just chill out, go to Gherkin Khan.
Now, you were saying that there's a heavy Indigenous program that you've been working on. What exactly are you doing in that area?
I wouldn't go so far as to say it's heavy so much as privileging the presence of Aboriginal people in the area. Because of the gold rush, and I think Elizabeth referred to it slightly before, the diversity across the region ranges from people who are really into the gold mining heritage right through to spa country, farming country, really sophisticated artistic practices. But what they all share in common is that they're on Judgerong country. Because of the gold rush and there being some very fertile farming areas, Aboriginal people were pushed off in no uncertain terms.
There were massacres
and just casual violence repeated over and over again. One of the amazing and very inspiring things is that the Judgerong Clans Corporation has negotiated a settlement with the state of Victoria. So whilst Creative Victoria is our major funder, the Judgerong clans are our major stakeholder with Creative Victoria. And so, for example, we're giving them technical support, but they are making a giant event project performance ceremony thing later in the year that will also be announced next Wednesday, as well as working in a way to sort of articulate the year's program in a series of the six seasons that they've told us about. Rather than having an autumn program or whatever, we've got we are at the moment in lightning and emu season, and if you were in the region you would have seen a bit of lightning last night.
So how do you involve the whole community? You've obviously got community groups. Because it's a huge area and a lot of people live there, and how do you tap into it, and do you want us city folk to be involved as well?
Absolutely. We want you to get in your car and come and enjoy it. Come and be part of the whole experience of what are real communities. That's not Disneyland. It's actually real people with real ideas and real things to offer. And amazing events. So one of the things we've done is work with across the region with the existing events like Spudfest.
Spudfest as in potatoes?
Yeah.
Or? Right.
In Trentham, which is the home of the potato.
Right. And, I've learned something.
Yes. And that's run by the Big Spud. What does
she's the most beautiful woman called Helen McDonald, and she calls herself the Big Spud. But she runs a celebration of all things potato in right. Trentham, and we're supporting what she's doing with the music stage. So right. we've been working with existing events to help them create other bits right. of their...
And is she Irish? That's what I've got to find
no,
out.
No,
that
so.
Was a joke. That was a joke.
I think she's Irish. No. But there's lots of those events, and if you ever have a look at the kind of event calendars for that area, you'll get a sense of there's Scott's Day Out, there's, you know, mechanical swap meets. We're working with the Wool and Sheep Show. We're working with a whole range of the farmers markets.
But then quite amazing artist-led projects like a work that's by Dan Mitchell, which takes its inspiration. I'm not going to be able to remember the particular Baron's work, but it's an Italian Baron, and he's created a whole theatre work that's performed in the trees in Vaughan Springs. And so,
what do you mean performed in the trees? And hanging from the
hanging,
tree?
Hanging, sitting, and then maybe you're walking underneath and it's lit. It's so really very
gosh, that sounds
finely
fascinating.
Or attuned works that are really attuned to where they come from, which is, I won't do my speech about globalised junk, but it's a very nice opportunity to see works that are very particular to where they come from, but also have really interesting themes for the rest of us. So the people who live around there will probably see, you know, 100% of what's going on, but it would be fantastic for as many people as are interested to get on the train or get on the freeway and come and visit, because there'll be some works that are really, really astonishing.
And the beautiful thing about it is that whole region, there is so much to see and do regardless, isn't there? Just another excuse to go out for a weekend and support the communities in that part of the world as well, I think, is important.
Yep, and we've curated some weekends. So you don't even have to work too hard,
that
you
was
see.
A nice little segue,
oh,
wasn't
yeah.
It?
So if you pop on the Regional Centre for Culture website.
What website was it again?
Regional Centre for Culture 2018.
Right.
You'll see the programs up there. It's an evolving feast, so you need to come back a few times and have a look at what else has been added to it. But we've got itineraries there that you'll be able to work out your weekends without having to put too much thought into it. We've done all the hard work for you.
Yeah, fantastic. Which is so good. And as I said, you know, it's such a great part of the world. So thank you so much. And when does it all finish?
Oh. 31st of December.
Right to the end.
Right till the end.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant. And that website again?
rcc2018.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
Easy.
Thank you.
You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.